Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Let's get started reading excerpts from Joe Biden's September speeches. Good morning and welcome to Feet to the Fire. This is your cutting-edge, fearless host, Sergio Fassa. And I have here in my hands transcripts from the speeches, excerpts, and Biden is what we would call a classic demagogue. And I defined that for you yesterday. It's a leader who makes use of popular prejudices, and because of the mainstream media narrative, it's very popular to bash MAGA Republicans as extremists. And a demagogue uses false claims and promises in order to gain power. So false claims that we are enemies of the state, and promises a new birth of democracy and prosperity and freedom and equality for all. Just vote for us leftists and we'll take care of every one of your needs from cradle to grave. This is the Democrats. This is Biden. They are demagogues. But anyway, yesterday I articulated six patterns of behavior, particularly speech patterns, of dictators and tyrants the world over. And just to review those, I actually detailed five and I added one overnight. Because your host, as your host, my mind is always racing and thinking and discerning and coming up with new ways to explain things to you so you can see the stitches on the fastball. Okay. Tyrants and dictators and wicked regimes demonize their opposition. That's demagoguery. They use, number two, happy platitudes and empty phrases and cliches and mantras and fine-sounding speech. Empty, peaceful speech to win you over, shibboleths. They distract from misery, as in pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. They distract from the misery that they're perpetrating. They demonstrate who is their greatest threat by who they go after and target the most, which in this case is the MAGA Republicans, which, by the way, I want to make this point. It's like everybody's acting like this MAGA Republican thing is new and invented by Trump. Do you realize these are the same people that were part of the Tea Party in 2010, that brought in the Tea Party Revolution in 2010 after Obama got elected and instituted nationalized, socialized healthcare? It's the same people, Tea Party. And it's the same people who've always been conservatives, going back to the Newt Gingrich, I think it was the Newt Gingrich Contract with America Revolution of 94, when we flipped the House during Clinton's administration, because he was a liberal nut. And it goes all the way back to the Reagan conservatives. It's the same group. These are not wacko extremists. We're the same people. We've been around, and we're vindicated when we come out and vote in massive amounts every election cycle, regardless of the new moniker that is given to us either by our own base or by the scathing media that is disgusted by us. Anyway, tyrants demonstrate their greatest threat, which in this case is MAGA, by who they're targeting. Number five, they use repetitive talking points. The same little narrative talking points over and over again. Charlottesville, remember Charlottesville? White supremacist riot from Trump supporters. January 6th was an insurrection. MAGA supporters have never accepted the election results. These are the same talking points. None of that's true. And number six that I added. Tyrants falsely, this is very interesting, they falsely slander the opposition for committing the very evil that the tyrant is actually the one perpetrating. Did you follow that? In other words, falsely blame the opposition for what you, the tyrant, are doing and pretend that you're innocent. Commit the atrocity and then blame the alleged, quote, enemy of the state. Classic example, racism and slavery. That was Democrats. The KKK was created and run by Democrats. Jim Crow laws, Democrats. It's been the party of slavery and racism from the beginning and still is in the new modern plantation, which is the welfare state. And the Republicans have always been the party of abolition, law and order, and equality, and true civil rights, constitutional civil liberties. All right, we've already lost half our time. These shows are too short. I got to talk to my producers. We need to lengthen these shows. The people are asking for it. All right, let's jump into his speech. This is going back to his September 1st speech that President Joe Biden gave in Philadelphia. And he used the speech, this is from the post-millennial. He used the speech to attack the Republican Party with nearly 2 months until voters hit the ballot box nationwide in their state's respective primaries and general elections. Okay, so a lot of these, this whole article is from the post-millennial. That's where I'm getting these excerpts. President Joe Biden attacks MAGA Americans in dark Philadelphia speech. Here's what Biden said. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. There it is. Demagoguery. I'll try not to comment on everything. Demonizing. Biden said in front of Independence Hall, as I stand here tonight, equality and democracy are under assault. There's those empty platitudes, those empty words that they throw out there. Democracy. And everybody's supposed to swoon. Oh, democracy. We do ourselves no favor to pretend otherwise, Biden said. So tonight, I've come to this place where it all began. So poetic, Joe. To speak as plainly as I can to the nation about the threats we face, about the power we have in our hands to meet these threats. Biden told the crowd, the current events in America are, quote, not normal. You mean not normal like all the BLM rioting and burning and looting of our cities in 2020, summer of, at the hands of Marxists and fascists who call themselves Antifa anti-fascist, but they are fascist. These poor, young, mind-numbed, mindless, robot, generational kids that are in colleges and then running into the streets and burning cities down and crying Antifa. They have no clue. Maybe they do. I don't know. Do they have any clue that they're being exploited? Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. Did I already read that? Yeah, I already read that. Biden conceded not every Republican is extreme or embraces the extreme, quote, extreme ideology of MAGA Republicans. Right, you gotta pit the opposition as extreme and say, well, some are not, but the real bad ones, the real nefarious ones, we gotta go after them. That's all of us. That's flyover of America. Biden, but there's no question that the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. Yeah, we're all intimidated by a 70-year-old, mid-70s, with orange hair. I'm not making fun of Donald Trump, but we're not intimidated by him. We're not obsessed with him. He's not a demagogue. He just has the guts to say what we want to be said and represents us well. Biden says that is a threat to this country. It is his duty as president to tell you the truth. MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. What? No, that's the leftists. You don't. See what I said? They blame us for what they're doing. Don't respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. Again, 2020. Black rioters and fascist rioters and white entitled college student female liberal rioters looting black businesses and destroying black livelihoods in the inner city. But we don't believe in the rule of law. Give me a break. They do not recognize the will of the people. You guys never accepted the 2016 election results, and from before the 2016 election results and after tried to cheat the whole thing with the Russian collusion hoax. They refuse to accept the results of a free election. This is describing the Democrat campaign strategy. Don't accept the Trump election. Biden said that MAGA forces will take the country backwards to a time where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love. This is ridiculous. All right, we're out of time. I'm going to hopefully get some more of this tomorrow so you can really hear the sinister, tyrannical rhetoric of our so-called Commander-in-Chief. Let justice roll down like waters of America and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. Tyrants lie because it's their native language.